You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now less than 9 hours away from the NFL draft. It is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets before we wrap up in about 20 minutes here on BetQL Daily. Don't forget, you can take us with you wherever you're going, whatever you're doing today. That's what the Odyssey app is for, AUDACY. Maybe you park the car when you get to work. You want to keep listening? Take us into work with you, into the gym, the store, wherever, back home. We're with you getting ready for the first round of the NFL draft and maybe some game threes around the NBA tonight as well. Maybe even some baseball, hockey bets. Who knows what we got in lightning bets, but definitely plenty of draft action, which brings us to the BetQL Daily mock draft. And we'll settle on these selections as a team, right? We've got our own little draft room here at BetQL Daily. And with each and every pick, we can talk about which direction we'd like to go. I think we all agree that if we were the Chicago Bears, it's already written in stone. The details of the contract are being worked up as we speak. Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC, first overall to the Bears. We all agree, right, Joe? I mean, that's done.
Okay. Yeah.
So quickly we progress to pick number two. And the Washington Commanders, I feel it only appropriate that Aaron would get the last word on this one. But we've been back and forth. There's a little bit of thought. Maybe Drake May. Maybe that's it. Is it Jaden Daniels, Aaron, at number two?
I think it's Jaden Daniels at number two. I don't think this is as big of a question as it once was.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels, second overall to the Washington Commanders. So then we get to number three, and here's where the conversations really start. Do the New England Patriots go with Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina? Do they listen to trade offers? How extensive are those trade offers? Is it just the Giants because the Patriots don't want to move back too far? Is it Minnesota? Is it Denver? First things first, Joe, if you're the Patriots, are you listening to trade offers here?
No. Well, first off, it sounds like the younger Kraft has taken over. He's got final say, he's just involved in everything now, which is, that always works great when ownership decides to do that. Now we're going to change the way we've done things over the years. Oh, you got Belichick out of the building. Now we're going to actually wrestle some power back from our organization that we own. Seems like that's what's happening. If I were them, I would trade back. They need everything under the sun, but that's not what they're doing. They want to market a quarterback, the next quarterback of the Patriots' future. They're taking a quarterback. So I think our debate is it May? Is it McCarthy? Majority of mocks have May. My vote's McCarthy.
Yeah, well, if they're staying put, Aaron, I'll say this. I think wherever the Patriots end up, whether it's at three or at six, it's an angle toward, like I said earlier, giving Robert Kraft something that reminds him of when everything was wonderful and we had a Michigan quarterback that some people doubted and questioned. Oh, here's another Michigan quarterback that some people want to doubt, question. Man. Give me J.J. McCarthy. Are you willing to go in if you're in the draft room on J.J. McCarthy at number three overall?
I think the same. I had this marked down as well. I thought there would be more disagreement here. From a betting perspective, you're getting more value on McCarthy to be the number three overall pick. And I love it when ownership like Jerry Jones and Al Davis and now their sons are taking over. Like, something crazy is going to happen here if, like what Joe said, Robert Kraft's son is now at the helm of making decisions.
I will say this. If I were the Patriots, I would trade back to six at whatever 100%. The Giants want to give to me. Because it's going to include, at least a couple of seconds or next year's first and a couple of picks this year. I would trade back to six and get McCarthy there and let the Giants have May at three. But that's not what we're doing here. We're the New England Patriots here on the BetQL Daily Mock Draft, and we're taking J.J. McCarthy third to New England in our mock draft, which brings us to fourth overall and the Arizona Cardinals. I've come back around to this just being almost chiseled in stone, Joe. I don't think they screw around because I don't think they want to take the chances that the Chargers will jump at something that they want. I think they go Maserati Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State, fourth overall.
I think the rest of the way we're going to wonder, is this going to be a trade? This could be a trade spot. But I think we're working on the assumption that a team is going to stay with the current pick. And betting, sure, I'll consider neighbors and maybe the higher ceiling there. But I'm with you. For prediction, I think it's just going to be Marvin Harrison. And this part is as chalky as any pick.
Yep, I like the chalk here too. I did think about what JLC said with all the group thing, because it seems like pretty much everyone has Marvin Harrison going four to the Cardinals, but I don't really have a lot of reason to think otherwise, unless, like Joe said, you're looking for the value with neighbors at 25-1.
All right. All of a sudden, we have teleported to Southern California. We're sitting at the fifth pick overall. And Jim Harbaugh is our boss. Hey. We're all wearing khakis and oversized long sleeve t-shirts that fit us poorly, because that's what he makes us all wear. That's the uniform in the building now, and we've got to argue with our boss
with our RV.
Yep, we've got to argue over JC Latham, Joe Alt, or maybe some people in the room remind the boss that we're desperate for a wide receiver and we could use Malik Nabers here. Joe, what do you think our boss, Jim Harbaugh, wants to do at number five?
Well, he wants to take a tackle. It's just a matter of which tackle. Is he going to take Joe Alt or is he going to take Latham? Latham is now the favorite. I believe yesterday or a couple days ago, he was 14-1 to go number five overall. But a lot of people connected, especially with the draft and this team in particular, they're all saying Latham today. So I don't think that's noise. I'm going to follow that. And it actually makes a lot of sense. Boy, if you got in on that under with Latham, I think it was 14.5 for quite some time. You have a terrific number. He's a favorite now. Let's go Latham. It sounds like we're going against the grain a little bit, but you're not. Alt falls.
Oh, man. This one is so tough for me. So you got Jim Harbaugh, and, you know, are they keeping things close to the vest? What is this? Is the Latham stuff coming out this morning just because we're so close to the draft? It is accurate. I keep overanalyzing. I could go either way, Joe Alt or Latham. I'll let Chris just be the tiebreaker because I don't really know what to make of it.
Could be a QB spot. Like, this is a perfect – I know we're not doing trades, but it's a perfect trade-out QB spot.
It could be, somebody trying to jump the Giants for Drake May, perhaps Minnesota, Denver, possibilities. But we're going to go, if we're the Chargers in this spot in the BetQL Daily Mock Draft, J.C. Latham, offensive lineman out of Alabama, fifth overall to the Chargers. Speaking of the Giants, quarterback spot here, right? I mean,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
J.J. McCarthy doesn't seem to be the guy. All the buzz is the Giants have fallen in love with Drake May. Is that the pick here, Joe? It's Drake May, North Carolina, sixth overall to the New York Football Giants.
I'm looking at a chart with a ton of mock drafts, and nobody has this. Betting wise, I love this. Like, this is this not their dream scenario? So the argument is in the room.
To get them. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, do we get Neighbors? Do we get May? You just have to take a step back and say, seriously, do we get the number one receiver or the quarterback we believe in? You get the quarterback every time. You're going to do it again with Daniel Jones? Some of the stuff they were saying, I know it's draft week and you can't say anything, but oh my God, Tommy DeVito, comfortable he's in the room. Get out of here. Drake May, this is their dream scenario. This is it, man. May at six.
What are the odds on that?
22-1, at least before the show started, because I was looking at it.
Wow, there's a six out there now.
Oh, really?
Keeps jumping around
that hard.
It got cut. Wow.
Let me look.
I like it. I'm with it. Let's do it.
We're slashing prices here on the BetQL Daily Mock Draft. Sixth overall to the New York Football Giants is the North Carolina Tar Heel, Drake May. They get the quarterback of the future, or so they hope. If that's still out there at better than 20-1, then
it is.
Then go get it. Go get it. Go get it. I'm not telling you how to spend your money, but go get it. Because I will go get it if it's still there in 28 minutes when we're done. Number seven overall, it's the Tennessee Titans. The top four quarterbacks are off the board. They're not looking quarterback anyway. They've already got a three-headed monster of mediocrity in the quarterback room. They're looking offensive line. It's got to be tackle Joe Alt out of Notre Dame here, right, Joe?
I'll go Neighbors.
Oh, okay. Hawk?
I had
O-line, the responsible decision, or perhaps the best remaining skill position player in the draft sitting there waiting for you.
As the most responsible person on this show, we're going Joe Alt here.
All right. We'll let you break the tie. It's going to be Joe Alt, seventh overall to the Titans.
Neighbors still out on the board.
Which means Malik Neighbors, yes, is still on the board at eighth overall, Joe, for the Atlanta Falcons, who I don't think they're dying for a wide receiver, but could you imagine Drake London and Malik Neighbors paired up? Maybe they actually start to use Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. That assortment of skill position players. I don't care if Kirk Cousins is playing on a leg and a half. I like it. Let's do it. Do you want to do it? Let's jump in. Malik Neighbors, eighth overall to Atlanta.
Wait, you guys aren't going to push for a quarterback? Phoenix?
Nothing?
Neighbors.
What about
in this
Dallas
scenario,
Turner or something? We're not doing defensive player here?
With Neighbors on the board at eight, I go Neighbors.
We are trying, Aaron, to blow up every single scoreboard in the NFC.
Give him more weapons.
Neighbors.
I'm all for it.
London.
And let's win 35-31 every week if we can. We don't need no stinking defense. We'll get it later in the draft. All right, Malik Neighbors, eighth overall to the Atlanta Falcons, which brings us to the ninth pick. Oh, Joe's hands have been brought to his face and his temples. He doesn't know what to do. It's a doozy, right? Before anybody else has a chance to jump on it, because, I mean, you could go defense. You could. You could be the first team to go defense. This is getting real interesting, by the way. We're all the way at nine. We still don't have a defensive player off the board. What's the move here, Joe, for the Bears?
A lot of steam on Byron Murphy today to the Bears at nine. A lot. Mm-hmm. So does Adunze slip? That's the question. That's the belief from a lot of people. Eberflus, defensive-minded. Everything they've been doing this offseason, though, is to help Caleb Williams. Everything. Mm-hmm. Do you make one more move after trading for Keenan Allen, who's 1 or 2 years, right, Max?
Yes.
I've been saying all along that if Adunze's there, you just take him. They're going to take him. And I was concerned that he wouldn't be. They'd have to go somewhere else on defense. By the way, has anybody noticed we have not taken a defensive player yet?
Yeah,
we're
I
sitting
know.
Here at nine.
I tried to make a case at eight. I tried.
Man,
I don't know. know. The Bears defense got pretty good last year. I don't know how you pass on Adunze. Caleb will have another Pac-12 player to connect with. Maybe they'll bond over that immediately.
Yeah.
I don't hate the idea of Byron Murphy here, but I think all the things both of you just said are spot on as well. I think you surround Caleb Williams with as much talent as possible. And like you said, Keenan Allen is not getting any younger. It's Rome Odunze out of Washington, the wide receiver, goes number nine overall to the Chicago Bears, which brings us to the 10th overall pick in our BetQL Daily mock draft. And look, it's been here all along. We've been talking about it for weeks. It's the Jets. The receivers are off the board. It's Brock Bowers, right, Joe? I mean, is there anywhere else to go? This is what GM Aaron Rodgers wants.
All right, fine. I think they should go O-line, but...
Boo!
I'm betting against this, by the way.
To see Aaron Rodgers on his back. That's fine.
Anyway.
Sure you do.
Oh, no.
We're just going to pause, too. That, right?
Halfway through, like, kind of pause, and then just kept going.
Did anybody...
Yeah. Sorry, for the record, that was not sexual, okay? Leave me alone.
I don't like them taking Bowers. I'm betting on Bowers to slip in the draft, and I paired him.
Okay.
I actually made a bet on what I do with Bowers. Cincinnati.
Well, then let's pivot. If you got Bowers going later, let's take an offensive lineman. Fashanu, no. Penn State, Fuaga, Oregon State. Who we go
Fashanu.
With?
Fashanu.
Okay. Sean.
Aaron,
I'm fine with it.
Penn State guy. We are. Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle out of Penn State. He's from the D.C. area. There you go. You can be happy with it. He goes 10th overall to the New York Jets. And there is our BetQL Daily Top 10 Mock Draft. Maybe some takeaways from that in a moment here before we wrap up the show with Lightning Bets next here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.